Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Ulster Bank, helping your farm achieve the growth you need, because helping each other is help for what matters. Ulster Bank Ireland DAC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
With students counting their Leaving Cert points ahead of the first round of the CAO college offers on Monday, the race is already on to find accommodation, and it's in short supply. Drive Time reporter John Cook has been meeting students and the services helping them to find a bed for the college year, and he joins me now. John, is it as bad as we're hearing? What is the situation that you're finding around the third level colleges?
Yeah, it seems so, Mary. Student accommodation, like all rental properties, are in huge demand and short supply again this year, and the situation has been getting worse as the housing crisis continues. And that's the message I've got from colleges around the country. We know the problems are at their worst in city areas like Dublin, Cork and Limerick, where they're reporting unprecedented demand. And today we find out it's led to an increase in the cost of student rents in the most sought after areas, including on-campus accommodation. UCD increasing prices for its campus apartments by an average of 7% to as high as €6,607 for two semesters. Trinity rents up 6%, DCU up by 9.8%, according to figures in today's Irish Times. And in Cork, UCC has announced a 2.5% increase in its rates. In Galway, you're talking about an increase of 3% for on-campus accommodation in somewhere like Corrib Village, which can cost up to almost €6,000 when you add in deposits and bills.
It's a lot of money to find, isn't it? You've been up to Galway, to NUI Galway, to check on the accommodation situation yourself, John.
Yeah, and in Galway I found out, Mary, the on-campus option is limited, like it is in a lot of colleges, I think. They have 17,000 students in NUI Galway, only around 2,500 on-campus beds, some owned by the college, others privately. Students have been paying deposits for these apartments as far back as February, so they're booked out now before the college offers are even made, though there is, I'm told, a possibility of some cancellations after the CAO offers next week. For Galway students looking for a flat or a house to share in the city, it means they compete with the rest of a crowded rental market, and they're finding it difficult. And I met a number of NUI Galway students getting ready to return to college next month but not sure where they'll be living, including Aoife and her friends.
Well, we've had a few viewings, but unfortunately it hasn't worked, so we're still looking for places. But obviously it's difficult because now that the results from the Leaving Cert have come out, like, there's just an influx of students looking for accommodation. I lived out half an hour walk from the college, but unfortunately the landlord wants to sell it, so we had to move out in June, and we got temporary accommodation for the summer until basically next week, and then we have to move out and get a new place.
Is it hard?
Yes. Some people don't want students and some people do, and then some people won't accept you for the academic year.
We went to see so many places, but they're all kips. They just allocate the worst houses possible for students anyway. Getting a house now is like an interview process. They ask you where you're from, even what your parents are doing, basically. It's just so hard. They want to know everything about you.
What's your advice, though, for anyone coming to Galway for college or looking for accommodation?
Stay on Daft all day, every day, or rent. And don't stop ringing. If they're not picking up, don't stop ringing.
John, clearly tough to find a student house or a flat. So people are going back to what people of my generation used to do. They're going into digs.
Mine too, Mary. But digs have never really been out of fashion. Getting your bed and board in a family home has always been happening in and around college towns and cities. But most students would like to leave home, maybe with a dream of their own freedom and independence. Digs are definitely back in demand. They're growing in popularity again, as in a tight rental market, they're the only option for many students returning to college, and particularly first-year students who'd be leaving home for the first time. This was very apparent as I visited the busy accommodation office at NUI Galway, where I spoke to members of staff as well as students and their parents who'd come to Galway looking for a room after the Leaving Cert results were out. And I met Ellen. She plans to study science and came up with her parents from Kerry, and she told me about why they'd come.
Just look for accommodation, see what the story is. And
you're confident you'll get the offer in the CAO?
Yeah,
okay.
Hopefully, yeah.
So you need somewhere to live in Galway?
Yeah. The campus accommodation's booked out and I just probably just end up in digs, like.
And Ellen's mum is here as well. Were you surprised by what happened in the accommodation office or what they're telling you?
No, because they're all booked out. Yeah, really, that's why we came up. We'll go to digs. We'll try digs.
How do you feel about digs, Ellen?
I don't know. Sure, I'll try it out. See.
Best of luck to you anyway. I hope it works out.
Thanks.
Mary, do you have room for digs? Great. We have a lovely girl here from Kilkenny, Ellen.
Oh, really? That's all right. I understand. No, she prefers boys, Ellen, because she's
for boys. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the only reason. But I'm looking for a room for a girl. Do you have availability? operate?
My name is Angela Walsh and I'm in the accommodation and welfare office here in UI Galway.
Angela, I met you helping a family from Kerry there.
Typical of what we're dealing with at the moment, yes. I just offered them digs to go out and view a few properties in Newcastle in the areas close to the college.
Digs is the only option you could offer them, really, is it? Or is that all that you're finding is available?
Yes, at the moment, that's right. But maybe next week there might be cancellations and their name is on the list, so they possibly could get a space in one of our student residences.
Do you think everyone will get somewhere in time for the college year?
Oh, yes. We hope to house everyone. Maybe not exactly what they're looking for, but there is room for everybody.
Now, ideally, they want to be on campus or as close to it as they can. That's not always going to be possible.
No. The advice we give students is invest in a bicycle and good rain gear and be willing to cycle 10 or 15 minutes into the university.
Do they look shocked at you when you say that to them?
Some do, but then they very soon learn for themselves.
John, I'm fascinated to know there. Somebody said they prefer boys to girls. I'm wondering why.
I actually heard a lot of theories on that, Mary, and I can tell you it's girls spend more time in the showers. I didn't say this. Some people told me. Fake tan on bed sheets, makeup, hair in the plug holes of baths. I heard it all yesterday in Galway.
It's a bit like what we all experience at home then as well.
I couldn't believe it. Anyone with teenage girls will understand maybe, or maybe we're being unfair. I'm not sure.
I know. Angela Walsh was the accommodation office in NUI Galway talking to you there, telling you that she's saying to students basically, on your bike, get a bit out of town.
Yeah, she's very helpful, I must point out. But it could be a long distance from the college. Maybe not. You will find some closer, perhaps. But the message is definitely don't raise your expectations. You need to be flexible if you want a bed for the next term. And in Galway, you can look up NUIGstudentpad.ie. There are loads of other websites regarding digs. I was told some students have set up a Facebook page called House Hunting in Galway for Sound People. And that's for people looking to share with students. And the staff here in the office in Galway were really helpful. They've also worked hard to identify extra rooms and beds this year, and their Director of Student Services, John Hannan, told me how they've been actively seeking accommodation by working closely with the private rented sector and their neighbouring community.
So just recently, for example, we had an accommodation information evening and we had 170 people who were interested in renting a room. And of course, it is a very interesting initiative because you can earn up to €12,000 tax-free. And it is really suitable for, I suppose, the empty nesters, for the people who will have their own children, perhaps, will have moved on. They might want the finances, but of course, they might want the company. And it's really wonderful for our students to have that experience. And it's particularly suitable for our first years because they get that bit of structure and they can move on then and maybe get a house in the second year or whatever. We've made specific targeted appeals. We've given out 11,000 flyers to houses in the area around in UI Galway. We've had advertisements in local papers since last May, weekly, to make sure that landlords know of the opportunities and that our students can get the maximum number of beds and opportunities. There has been a great response. We really, the number of beds after the information evening, for example, doubled the next day.
Teresa Kelly here, and I work in the accommodation office. Digs, lodgings, that type of accommodation for 5 days, it usually works out about €130. So you're getting your food and you're getting accommodation
for the week.
Really, the rental market is very limited, and I don't expect that we'll have any houses, particularly for the first years. But actually, the rental market is quite expensive. You're talking about €450 to €550 per month.
Given the national problem, John, with accommodation, you'd expect trouble in Galway. But you went down to Athlone as well. What's the situation there?
Yeah, Mary, I went to the Athlone Institute of Technology because I found a lot of other examples there of the type of services available to help students struggling to find accommodation. And in Athlone, it's led mainly by the Students' Union and a very popular college chaplain. And the message here in Athlone is similar to other third level colleges. You will find a place to stay eventually. It may not be exactly what you wanted, but help is at hand. And now there's no accommodation office in the IT in Athlone for its 6,000 students, but the Students' Union is coordinating a list of what's available, and their president, Kevin Ronan, told me he thinks they will have enough places, but accommodation is tight here like everywhere else this year.
We're seeing a shortage of accommodation. We're looking at young professionals who are now renting for longer. They're not buying houses, which is taking houses out of the student market. We are looking at local people that are living in the vicinity of the college that have a spare room. Maybe they'd like to rent out that spare room. If they can contact our local Students' Union or contact ourselves, they can make up to €12,000 tax-free. The Union of Students in Ireland recently launched their Homes for Study campaign. And with that campaign, they launched homes.usi.ie, which is a dedicated website for people who have spare rooms who want to rent them out to students to advertise directly to students.
Do you think everyone's willing to rent as students? Sometimes they have a bad name as tenants.
I think all tenants have bad names, regardless of whether it's a student. As long as both sides show respect to each other, there should be no problems.
My name is Shay Casey. I'm the chaplain here in AIT. I work in the chaplaincy house, I suppose, for many years, 30 years now. And I have a chaplaincy team that support me, as we have an 24/7 emergency phone line to that house. So those students that are living with me full time help me to do that. But where somebody arrives, say, and they can't get accommodation, or they've missed their bus and they can't, they're stuck, and they don't have the money for a B&B. So if they don't mind sleeping on a couch or in a spare room that we have and sharing our food with us and that, and that'll happen for a few days or for a week until they get on their feet and get sorted. The difficulty is getting the match. You know, but people's aspiration, like people want an ensuite bedroom. Like, but can you afford, you know, €65 would be about the bottom of the line, and up to €100 if you wanted to pay.
Are students getting fussier?
Sometimes they're getting fussier, yeah. And then other people they'll put 10 into a house if they could put them in.
Hopefully they'll all get a bed for the college year here in Athlone, but it sounds like nobody will be left stuck anyway while you're around.
Absolutely not. That's the whole idea.
Will it be busy next week?
It'll be helter skelter.
Thanks,
really, really busy, yeah.
Father Shay Casey in Athlone, ending that report from John Cook.